I think we'll get that situated. But for the first time, to going out there, you know, I was real curious to see the offense, new system. Had a couple phases where they've worked on, but never all together versus the defense. For them to come out and execute like they did, I mean, you didn't see many busts. I thought it was pretty good. Something definitely to build on. Guys are gaining confidence in it. Defensively, pretty good. I think, you know, we don't have much in defensively. You know, so it was just lining up, and you saw a lot of the younger guys getting a lot of reps. So, you know, I think both sides, you're kind of establishing the tempo or more of a mindset of how we want to be defensively, creating a standard. A lot of these guys have been around here for a couple of years now, so, you know, I really would like to see them create the standard now, you know, where they show ownership. And then special teams, I think we got guys like Leroy Reynolds stepping up and really showing. I think we need someone on the special teams to really be that bell cow on the special teams. And what I'm seeing from him is exactly how it should look. He's doing a real nice job. Special teams player.
What's going on with Marquise Lee and Josh Evans?
Marquise Lee banged up his knee a little bit in phase two, I think, right in the middle of phase two. So, you know, he's more day-to-day or probably more week-to-week. We're going to be smart with him and where he's at. I know he wants to get back here, but we're just, you know, we're being smart with him. We'll see. We'll see if he makes it back before the mini camp or not. Go ahead. Evans is starting. He's more like return to play, been cleared, but cleared just for return to play. So he can do some walkthrough stuff. It can be out there.
Chris Clemens, the only guy not here. Did he at least communicate?
Yeah. Yeah, we communicate. And he continually communicates with Coach Wash. So, you know, yeah, obviously we'd like to have everybody here, but the part that he communicated and we touched base and, you know, he knows our feelings. So
has he given you an indication when he will show up?
No, I just talked to him about this set of OTAs and stuff like that.
So this week.
Yeah, we're still talking about that. See if we can get him.
89 guys didn't think it was voluntary. Does it rub you the wrong way that a veteran?
Well, no,
does
you
it
know
again?
What? I'm not going to sit here and say no. It's okay for Chris Clemens. We want everybody here. We want everybody here, and he knows that. That's a choice he makes. It is voluntary, and you know, I think we're going to take advantage of the time getting guys. We need to look at guys like Chris Smith and Cappy to see how they're doing, and so we'll take advantage of that time to see them. I have faith in Chris Clemens. I know that he'll come back. He's never not come back ready to go. But I don't want to assume that. So, yeah, I would like to see him back here, but we'll work through it.
He did this in Seattle.
Yeah, he, there was times he didn't make it to OT, I believe.
This is adorable for him.
Yeah, I knew this coming into it a little bit.
I'm beating a dead horse here, but why does he feel entitled off a 3-13 season to not show up?
Well, I don't know if it's entitled. You know, I think that's just how he's done it. Everybody, you know, every one of these guys has a different way of getting themselves ready to play. I've learned that, you know, you can challenge that, how they get ready, but some guys just feel strongly. They know what works for them, and they have strong beliefs on it. And he has strong beliefs, very strong beliefs on it. And you know, we keep challenging it, and, you know, as I think, like I said, everybody's different in how they get themselves ready. And to this point, he has not been ready.
Puzz was Leslie back on the field. Long time coming for him.
Yeah.
That's right.
What is it? Yeah, now we jump from Clem to Puzz, where, you know, Puzz, he takes advantage of every opportunity. And you know, that's he does a great job leading. I think we're challenging him even more as far as his leadership, you know, to be, you know, even more influential on the defense in any way he can. And he's really taken a hold of that.
Gus, a lot made of Blake's new mechanics.
I've seen his footwork, his mechanics, I think, are better. You know, I think Nathaniel Hackett and Greg Olson done a really good job. They've come in, they've seen it. It's not, okay, let's change this and this. They kind of let him figure it out for himself. But they been watching a lot of tape with them. And you know, I like it because it's been, you know, done with poise, I believe. You know, sometimes as coaches, you get out there and you think, okay, we got to fix this in a day. And it hasn't been like that. It's been little bits and pieces, and I think because of that, Blake's, he has more ownership in it. And he's not there yet, but we've just seen really good improvement.
I think you just said it, but, I mean, are they subtle things that he's working on that you almost have to break down on tape?
Yeah, I like what he did in the offseason. I think that, you know, it's hard. The ideal thing is to be with us, you know, and to be with our coaches, but that can't happen. So he took the next best thing and met with somebody, met with another player, and threw in the offseason and really worked on it. And I appreciate that. I think the team appreciates that. But I think he really did it for himself. And you know, we saw a great improvement. And now he's coming here, and it's that muscle memory, I think, that he's dealing with. You know, that every once in a while he goes back to maybe an old, you know, old style where he catches it now. He realizes he's done it, and then he gets back on course. So that part we just got to keep working through. But very pleased with where he is right now.
With Mercedes Lewis, did you have any questions about whether he would buy into this role?
No, I didn't. I would have been surprised if he didn't. He's been great. But he's been like that. You know, whatever we ask of him, whatever, you know, we challenge him with, he's done. He's been a great teammate. Voted captain last year, you know, so the team thinks that way of him. So, you know, I don't take it for granted, but I'm not surprised either.
What do you think about the extra point change?
I think it's good. Yeah, I think it's great. Josh loves it. I think that's how we look at it. You know, I think it's a chance to, you know, for some separation, you know, and for a team. You know, you always like that. It gives them another opportunity. And I think it places the value on kicking more now. You know, where before, if you said, no, let's put the ball on the one for the 2 yard line, it's kind of taken away the importance of the kicking game. And I think this heightens it more now. So I think it's a good thing.
You've obviously got a long time to think about how you want to do that in a game, but just gut feeling, how do you feel like in a normal situation you'd handle that?
Well, it's still, you know, the percentages are still highly in the favor of, you know, kicking it.
Yeah.
You know, but I think based on situation and times, you know, we always do that, the analytics and things like that, we get involved in it. But I would venture to say more teams would kick, you know, the extra points still because of the higher percentage.
Third quarter, don't look at that chart.
What's that?
When you're down by five in the third quarter, don't look at that chart.
Well, we never go strictly by the chart. It just helps bring awareness. Yeah.
How are Derek and Roy coming along?
Pretty good. Roy is back. I think he's cleared, but into the return to play. So, you know, he's cleared to have his jersey on out in the field. So he's progressing very well. You won't see him in team situations, though. And Sendarek's doing a good job. I think he's starting to run straight ahead a little bit now. So he's probably a little bit ahead of schedule.
Is that on schedule for Roy or is that Ennis?
I don't know as far as ahead of schedule. I know Sendarek, in my last conversation, they felt like he was a little bit ahead of schedule. Roy, I think it's what we anticipated.
Has Fowler had his surgery yet?
No.
No, this week?
Yeah, I think this week.
How about Copeland? Is it still a wrist?
Yeah, he's a hamstring or a quad, I think it is, with him. So, yeah, he needs to get back and get some reps. It's always a challenge, these guys, you know. It's tough. You'd like to have everybody out there, and we're trying to do everything we can to get them back out there. You saw him moving the practice up, you know, more periods with the cool zone, you know, doing things like that, always looking for ways to keep our team healthy. But I think the difference is when someone gets hurt now or someone is banged up, like it's a great opportunity for me to watch Marquise. And I see a difference in him this year than he was last year, you know, and how he handled this adversity. And I know you sit there and go, yeah, but you got it. I mean, you're always watching everything. And I think his mindset now is more that you know, it's not full of anxiety, and he's really competing to learn the offense.
What about Green, and with some receivers out, did you see anything with the return of Doss and maybe even Ace Sanders?
Doss is doing a good job. I think he's getting back his comfort level. I don't know if he's completely there yet. I think, you know, he's building confidence with every one of his reps. Ace, I've said this before, I think Ace has stepped it up. You know, as far as his play. And that's, for me, it's just looking at him comparing to what I saw last year and the year before. I see a more confident player. I see a guy that has more of a focus. He has more intent. You know, there's what some people say, the third year is when a receiver turns the corner. We kind of hope that's not the case with some guys, but it might be with a guy like Ace. But I just think he's playing more determined this year than he has. And I don't know where that will take him.
Is Green nicked?
He had some tightness, but I think he fought through it for the most part of practice.
Yeah. So did a lot of run plays in 11-on-11. Was that just because it was the first day, or is that a change of emphasis?
No, and we have a team run period. We had that last year. But there is a heavier emphasis on run game, even in our individual, using the garbage cans and things like that, you know, that are out there. I think it's definitely, I think the players would feel a stronger commitment to the run game.
Obviously, it's day one, but were there any guys from the rookie class that really stood out today?
TJ, I think, is doing a nice job picking up. I sat in their meeting right before OTA started, and he's doing a really good job picking things up. sample. We'll see. You know, I think he's starting to get a little bit more reps. But until I, you know, get a chance to watch the tape, you know, some of those guys are, you know, AJ, you know, see how he's really a mature person, you know, in the huddle and things like that. So that's I can see why people think that he's got a chance to play earlier because of his mentality. Very mature for his age.